This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, where we always ask, why does Colby not like There's Something About Mary? But we also ask, hey, why are we here until 1 a.m.? That is to deliver you true entertainment that you can enjoy and have fun with throughout the night.
What first time does answer, that start?
What?
The entertainment.
Do we start it at like 10?
Yeah, I stand by my question.
It hasn't been entertaining. We had brought us on for an hour.
Ooh, I did like that.
That was called the entertainment hour, okay. Actually. He entertained us.
Okay.
He entertained you. I watched him entertain me. He entertained. Mm-hmm. I watched him entertain Colby.
That sounds weird now.
I watched him entertain Reggie. But
separately or at the same time?
Like he's a dancer.
All at one time.
Coming next to the stage, Broadus.
But right now, it's time to go around the NFC East. And God, son of a mother.
You need to write this down. I'll start writing it in the mock run sheet. All right. Choose your own adventure, as always, around the NFC East. Would you like to go with the Eagles, the Redskins, the Giants, or the Cowboys?
I'll take Philly.
We go to Philly, where, unfortunately, I have to tell you something kind of cool that Philadelphia does. It's this program they run called Devour the Competition.
Is it brought to you by Devour the Microwave Dinners?
No.
Okay.
But it's an initiative that is put together to prepare the players for that particular opponent. So, like, this week they're doing chicken with mumbo sauce.
What?
Yeah, and I thought, is that supposed to be gumbo sauce? But no, it is mumbo sauce. Mumbo sauce was originated in Washington, D.C. and popularized in the city's takeout restaurants. It's a red-orange sauce similar to like barbecue sauce, kind of. And so they're making all of these chicken and chicken wings with mumbo sauce. And they do this every single week. Devour the Competition. And I thought, that's kind of cool.
And at the same time, are they going to play the song? Little bit of Monica in my life.
No, it's not Mumbo number five. It's Mumbo number five. Was it Lou Bega just in a commercial in the last couple of years?
Yes, he was.
Here's the bag.
Man.
So it's almost like a plum sauce. It's sweet and tangy.
Sounds good.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of savory to it, so you're adding it to savory items.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's basically a ripoff of barbecue sauce, like Kevin said.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Now, apparently, the Eagles tried to trade for Melvin Gordon.
Yes.
So remember when we told you that they're looking for a one plus? So it could be another NFL player, could be a fifth round pick, but they're looking for something to go with it. The Eagles went significantly lower than that on their offer. They offered them Jordan Howard and a swap of mid-round draft picks. So not even like the fourth round pick. They're like, we could trade fourth round picks and give you Jordan Howard. So they got like a plus, I guess. But instead of a first round pick, you offered Jordan Howard. Definitely not worth it. And instead of a fifth round pick, they said, we'll swap picks.
Yeah.
Needless to say, the Chargers said, no.
The potential of Melvin Gordon playing for the Eagles, though, scared me.
Yes, I would agree with that.
They have all the running backs. Like, they're just like, hey, let's get all the running backs. But him, that would be game-changing for that offense, man. It would completely screw up every drive that you want to stall out, because that's what he does, man. As soon as you think you've got him stalled out, you get him in the flat, and he takes off for 7 yards.
You guys want to go Redskins, Giants, or Cowboys next?
Ooh, give me the Redskins.
Okay. The Redskins have, well, I mean, we told you this was going to happen, but Trent Williams, still a no-go. He will not play in the first game of the season. In other news, Jordan Reed suffering from a concussion in week 3 of the preseason. He was limited in practice. He has not fully been cleared yet. Now, they think he's going to be ready to play for the opener against the Eagles, But just be aware, here we are on Wednesday, and he has not been cleared yet.
That is a dude.
He gets hurt a lot.
That there was an article, Kevin, last year about how his body is not built for football.
Really?
And the reason being, because he's so strong, he hurts himself. Like, they went through all these ways that because of his speed, the size, everything that he's working with, it's just not natural for somebody that big to be able to do the things he does, and it just destroys his body. And I know it has nothing to do with a concussion, but, I mean, I guess, you know, the impact that you, whenever you're turning around running into somebody. But that dude, it's just, he should have one of the best tight end careers you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And because of injury, you're not going to be able to see it. Every year, I'm always like, man, I'll take him in my draft. Not this year, though.
Because, you know, I'll probably be disappointed.
Found some other people who are better.
All right. Now, I thought this was actually a pretty cool thing. The Redskins started this group called the Redskins Gold. And so it's for season ticket holders. It includes a variety of perks like discounts on food and beverage items and stuff like that. But this was way cooler. Before the team's preseason finale, fans went to an event at the Bud Light Party Pavilion at FedEx Field. And they thought they were just there to have dinner and drinks and win some autographed memorabilia. But then a bunch of the Redskins players and a bunch of their starters just showed up. And they're like, hey, we're here to hang out with you as well.
Really?
And they had no idea. Like, they thought they were just there for a dinner and hopefully they could win some things. And instead, boom, actual players are showing up to eat dinner with you.
I wonder if Broad is at a dinner tonight. He was wearing a Cowboys shirt. You think the Cowboys may have done something like that tonight, or they were having a bunch of dinner with people and all of a sudden they just showed up?
Could have been where the Redskins got the idea.
I saw that Dak Prescott's going to be holding like a camp kind of situation on a Saturday night. Like, that looks pretty cool. Man, the NFL, they're going big for their 100th year. So I think all the players and teams are really going to be committed to showing the fans some love this year.
You want to go Giants or do you want to go Cowboys?
Ooh. Corey, you want to name one?
I can't. Remember, I was
right,
in trouble.
That's right.
I'll just go Giants.
I want to go Cowboys.
Crap.
Oh, okay. Well, for Cowboys, we have a whole bunch of news. A lot of it's centered around the Ezekiel Elliott contract. Now, Ezekiel Elliott said next he wants the Cowboys to extend Dak Prescott because he wants to play alongside Dak for the rest of his career. He also said he wanted to be paid the most money because he feels like he's the best running back in the league. Totally makes sense. We talked about this earlier, is the stock market moves. So today, Jerry Jones gave $50 million guaranteed to Ezekiel Elliott, but he brought in $62 million from the Covey Park Energy acquisition that he had made a while back. Now, it's kind of been slumping for a little bit, but today he had to guarantee somebody $50 million, but he made $62 million in the stock market. So, you know, life's not so bad.
That's the thing about being in that position, right, with money. You're just like, yeah, I mean, okay, I can invest this money this way because I'm making this much money in other places.
Pretty much. And let's take a look back at the last 3 weeks. Do you know how much money the Cowboys have spent in the last few weeks?
Was it somewhere near $300 million?
It is not.
Okay.
But it's still a lot. So they gave Jalen 64, Lyle 50, and Ezekiel Elliott 90 million. So just right there, it's 204 million. And the guarantee on all that is 120.5.
Mm.
So when you factor in the eventual Amari and Dak, you're probably looking at what? Like another 230, 240 in terms of guaranteed money, another 160 million.
So about 300 million guaranteed?
Maybe 280, I would say, guaranteed when those two get done, but total value, close to 400 million.
Potential maybe throw Byron in there too. Would that get you to that point?
Yeah. If we can get Byron done, that'd be great. And then you'd be over $300 million guaranteed. But yeah, just in the last 3 weeks, $120.5 million guaranteed and $204 million total. Now, we talked about how this could impact the salary cap. And so I was kind of hoping that they would front load the deal. But the way the deal's set up, it's probably not going to end up too bad for them. But what they did do was they set it up that that contract will actually save them money on the salary cap this year. So what's going to happen is I believe they're going to save about $1.6 million in salary cap this year with the way the Zeke Elliott contract is set up. And if you missed it from earlier, people will tell you it's 8 for 103. Those people are fools. Don't listen to them. The actual deal is 6 years for $90 million with $50 million guaranteed. And how it breaks down is like this. It's 4 years, $50 million. And if you want to do that, he'll be 24 this year. So 24, 25, 26, 27. Those are the four seasons you get with him for $50 million. If you want to bail after that, the dead cap hit is $6.7 million. And you can spread that out over 4 years. So not really anything of consequence. If you want to keep him another year, he'll make $15 million. And then it's 5 years, $65 million. And that will take him through the age of 28. Okay. Then the dead cap is only $2.6 million.
How long before he holds out again?
That's a great question.
3 years?
Yeah, and that's the thing that bugs me about when he said, well, I wanted to get paid the most because I feel like I'm the best. I get that, but my concern then is in 2021, when he's not getting paid the most anymore, and at that point, if you cut him, you'd be out $15 million on your cap.
Right.
And that's problematic.
Yeah. All right. So Cowboys have to, you know, really mind their cap. You know, you got to mind the cap.
They do. I think that they did a good job with this. I really do.
Mind the cap.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's something you hear when you're in Britain, Kevin.
Okay. I think, isn't it mind the gap?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
What are we using, a shovel?
No, we're not.
So 4 for $50
a pickaxe
is really what you're looking at.
Okay.
Here's some Cowboys injury notes for you. The first injury report of the regular season came out today. Zach Martin is listed as questionable. The anticipation is that he will start. Donovan Wilson is listed as questionable. Anticipation that he will not be able to go. Those are the two main.
Did you get a sentiment, and we didn't really go in depth with Broadus about that, that Donovan Wilson will get a chance to start later on this year?
I think so, but it also sounds like he's going to miss the first couple of games.
Yeah, that stinks, man. That stinks because I'm looking forward to him being the future at that position. I'm like, let's go ahead and do it now.
No, absolutely.
Because the future is now.
Yes, that expression I'm more familiar with.
Future's now.
Ceiling's the roof.
Now.
All right, let's talk about the Giants.
Yeah.
Contract extension for Saquon Barkley. So because of the Ezekiel Elliott move, people have started to wildly speculate. Somebody told New Jersey Advanced Media, sounds fancy, if he were my client, I'd ask for at least 5 years and $100 million. He'll definitely be the first $100 million running back and probably get $70 million guaranteed.
Zeke's a $100 million running back the next 8 years.
Yeah, That's not a new deal. And again, anyone reporting it as 8 years, $103 million is wrong. That is factually incorrect. He has 2 years and $13 million left on his deal. This is an extension.
The new paperwork, though, Kevin. It's new paperwork.
It is not.
You tear up that old paperwork.
Is not,
and replace it with the new sheets.
That is not how this works. Not how this works at all.
You need to get at least 1,200 count on those sheets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't even know how many is a good count for thread count.
That's
for
a
sheets.
Really good. That's a really good count. Okay. Wow.
Who knew Coley was fancy like
you
that?
Sleep cool.
So the thought is,
I like good sheets.
Okay.
It's not a good pillowcase.
Take a good sheet.
Oh man, that pillowcase is the greatest. It's made out of human.
What?
Me.
Okay.
Practically made out of me.
That's gross.
All right,
what you do in your bed is none of our concern. Just use a sock, for God's sake. So look, we might get...
Hey, what happens betwixt the sheets is none of your business.
Good Lord.
What are you talking about, a Twix? You're eating a candy bar in the sheets?
Just the right side,
while
though.
While you're... Man, that would be really enjoyable. So look for Saquon to hold out about the 2021 season is my point.
So you get it 12-15.
Let's go. Yeah, that's your own fault for listening. Let's go to Eli Manning. Eli Manning is about to start his 16th season with the New York Giants.
Again?
That is the most ever for a New York Giants player. Now, you bashed the USA Today earlier because of their stupid list. Here is another reason to bash the USA Today. How is this for a spectacularly incorrect opening sentence?
All right.
Eli Manning is entering a team record 16th season with the New York Giants the same way he has the past 14.
That's what?
Huh?
As the starter? Was he not the starter his first year?
Oh, no. He was the starter. I just think they don't know how numbers work.
He's entering his 16th season, yep, the same way he has the last 14. That makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But the point for this, in
math,
in addition to bashing USA Today, the point of this is going into his 16th season, Eli Manning is now the longest tenured New York Giants player ever.
In the history of the Giants?
In the history of the Giants.
Good. Job.
Who played the most ever? Who played for the most years?
I mean, it's got to be a kicker, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, probably
Vinatieri,
so.
Or Morton Anderson.
Yeah,
or
probably so. Man,
George
it's
Blanda.
Amazing that Eli has been able to stick around this long.
It really is.
Who does he have pictures of?
Betwixt the Sheets.
Betwixt the Sheets.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you think the things that we said are weird, just wait. Because Mike Leach is a national treasure, and he might have a really good point about the Area 51 invasion. Talk about it next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece. Got Colby with us. Got Kevin with us as well as Reginald Atatula.
Is he with us?
Who?
Reginald?
Yeah.
He's okay. Right there. You can see him, dude.
I mean, he's behind me.
We
just
all
don't know. Whoa, sometimes.
Mark that.
Whoa.
Huh?
Are they all right?
Mm-hmm. The house? Corey talked over it.
Okay. Mike Leach. We've all heard everything he's said throughout the history of time. Because, I mean, if you've ever listened to the Ben and Skin show, anytime Mike Leach talks, they
right.
get the audio and they play it. And Mike Leach is a national treasure. Is he a world treasure? Do you think the rest of the world can appreciate Mike Leach?
I don't think the world understands.
Do you think he knows that he's being funny?
Yes.
You think he knows he's a
yes.
funny storyteller?
Yes.
You don't think it's just one of those guys just telling a story and you're just like, wow.
Wait,
this guy
no.
is,
I think
no.
he knows because like the setup to this is somebody asks him about Area 51. And I'm sure stuff like that happens all the time where he has to be like, okay, so people are asking things.
Do you think he like plants questions and he's like, hey, in the next press conference, why don't you ask me about this? Because I got some thoughts.
Now that I don't know.
Would you participate in that interview? You're at a press conference and he's told you, hey, next week, I want you to ask me this. Would you do it? Or would you be like, no, I am a professional?
Yeah, I feel like I might just to bask in his amazing glory. But my favorite thing still is it wasn't even like a ridiculous question that he got asked. Is it was him shutting down some chump reporter who showed up late. And he goes, I mean, we've been doing this for like 20 minutes. You haven't said anything about the quarterback yet. And he goes, well, I mean, if you were here at the very beginning when I started talking and addressed at length what we're doing at quarterback, you probably would know the answer. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
So he doesn't play around when it's his time to not. But today it was time to play around. Do we have a question with this too? All right. So somebody sets him up for this. He doesn't just start talking about Area 51. the question gets asked, we'll cut this off at a certain point and then we can pick it back up, because he goes on for quite some time and at some point has an anti-government sentiment.
Coach, Area 51 has been a hot topic for discussion over the last few months. Later this month, there's supposed to be an event called Storm Area 51. People are going to go over there, try to figure out what the heck's going on. What do you think goes on over at Area 51?
What I think goes on is I think that they test things there. I think, stuff that the military and the government's developing, I would imagine they test it there. You know, work with the prototypes and things like that there. If they have, found spacemen or any Roswell stuff... That'd probably be a pretty good play. That'd probably be where they would store it, if there is such things. But I
stop. Hold on. Did he refer to aliens as spacemen?
Spacemen.
If they have found spacemen.
Yes. If they have found spacemen. I imagine that's where they would keep them.
That's a man entirely answering honestly, which is why I don't believe Kevin's the theory that he's leaning in. If he was leaning in, he would start with spacemen. But he's like, no, I think, honestly, the government uses this area. It's a lot of land, test out things. And I guess, if they happen to come across spacemen.
It does kind of feel very train of thought, especially with, it sounds like he's eating a meal and washing it down in the middle of it. And he does really feel like he's thinking it through. All right, back to Mike Leach, because he has more to say.
I think it's I think it's pretty much a test site where they test and develop everything from, aircraft to bombs to some type type of technology, because there's got to be a place to do that. I suspect that if they didn't cryptically call it Area 51 and it didn't have the eager, cold, no one allowed quality that it has, it probably wouldn't be quite as exciting as it is. And of course, you throw aliens on top of that, and the curiosity goes wild. So, but that's what I think it is. I think it's predominantly a test site.
Did you ever storm Area 51?
No, I don't think that'd be a good idea, because then they just might test out the stuff they're testing on you to ensure that you don't get in there. Our government lately has shown some resistance to enforcing laws around this country to the detriment of its citizens. I suspect laws that they chose not to enforce.
Real quick stop.
Politics.
Politics indeed.
He did get a little political there.
But he did say all of that in order to say, don't think that this is one of the places where you're going to catch the government slacking.
Don't run up on a government facility and think to yourself, they won't shoot all these people.
Or you will get done up by this government facility. Thank you for setting me up for that.
I just like the idea of they see everybody starting to try and charge Area 51, and all the guards look around and go, now's our chance. We have no idea what these things do. Let's go!
And you just, all of a sudden, you're just melting things, and
they find out that one of them
incinerating things
just shoots giant mutant teddy bears and just go on a rampage. They had no idea this happened because nobody wanted to shoot it.
Huge globs of gel that stick to you and then just dissolve you.
Like on the moon?
What?
Or where was that they just found those weird globs? I'm pretty sure it was the moon. There's something happening up on the moon.
We got moon globs?
Yeah.
I've been told that the moon is desolate and there's nothing there, and that's why we don't go back to the moon.
Is the moon even a moon?
Okay, Chris Arnold, I have already heard this, and that messed up my brain to begin with.
From the 817, how sexist, how do we know the aliens identify as male? Yeah, that's a good question.
Do you think they're going to be like, we are gender binary as all creatures in the cosmos? I don't know why they sound like that. But that's how, wouldn't you be really disappointed if you met an alien and he's like, hello, my name is Jim? Be like, no, your name is Gleep Glorp. And how come I can understand you?
You should have a way better name than Jim.
Well, sure. But I'm just saying, like if he Devontae. Has like a normal, regular people name and he just talks normal and regular,
like
you're going to be disappointed.
Alan Robinson.
Yeah. Like, you're going to be disappointed if he's not like, hello, Corey, I'm here from the nebulous cosmos. Right?
I hope they're just like, hey, I'm from Texas. And you're like, well, hold on. Which Texas? And then they're like, well, from Texas on planet 7. And you're like,
what?
I'm in Texas too.
Is that another planet or is that a multiverse
planet
thing?
Planet 7,
happening?
Dude. Yeah, it's another planet.
Whoa.
But they don't call the planets the same, but they do call the states the same.
That awesome. Is confusing. All right.
Texas is their biggest state.
And Florida stinks in both universes.
Okay, I could see that. Now, to Mike Leach's point, how many of the people, well, I guess doing the Area 51 invasion have thought through anything, but how many of them have thought through the fact that if they're testing things out, this is where they're going to test it on you and destroy you?
I've thought about that before.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna have a secret place, you're going to test things at the secret place, right? Like, I've always thought that that's a perfect place.
You have
place
a secret
to come
room
with,
in your house where you test things?
Come up with the ray gun. Yeah. Well, I mean, not a secret room, but I do have the, right now, my closet is where the beer's being hidden, you know? So, for testing purposes, I don't know all about it yet. But yeah, I feel like if you're going to have a place that nobody's able to go to, you're going to be working on ray guns and glob shooters and whatever.
Right.
And then and I think you have to have it set up down like whatever level, though. When you walk in, that's where the alien bodies are. Like in Independence Day, that's what I always thought that was dead on. They had the three alien bodies all lined up in the big tubes of whatever.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. Just like when you walk into the star. Out in Frisco, you have all the trophies, right? Like, it should be, these are our trophies.
Man, I thought you were about to throw out a really controversial opinion that, like, in 100 years, we should have the bodies of, like, former cowboys set up in the lobby.
No, it's just going to be like Futurama. It's just going to be a bunch of heads.
Oh, that would be cool.
Talk.
Which talking head would you most want to talk to in 100 years at the Cowboys place?
Jerry.
It's still Jerry?
Yeah, it's still Jerry. Dude, you know how many questions I have about his life? Tell me all the things, dude. But yeah, no, I feel like if you're going to walk in, you want to have the trophies, the alien trophies, because that's all they are. I mean, even if they exist. But that's all they are is trophies that we captured because we're humans and we're better than them.
Do you? Whoa.
Y'all hear that?
Do you think there are aliens? 877-881-1053. Are you with Mike Leach? Do you think they're the space people?
Do I think that there are the space people?
Right.
Yes.
Wait, does Mike Leach believe there are space people? Because he left that pretty ambiguous.
Man,
there.
He did, but I'm going to admit, I would be shocked if he did not believe in the space people.
He threw down the idea that he thinks that's what's going on at that facility. That he's not sure, but if there was something going on, he's thought it out enough to feel like this is what is happening.
He said if there was a place where they would keep those aliens, should they have found them, Area 51 would be that place.
Okay, I believe that Mike Leach believes in it, but you're right. He did not necessarily throw that out there. But I do believe in the existence of space people. Colby,
why?
You
what
also?
What leads you to believe that? You're the kind of person that needs like some kind of evidence, some kind of proof, and you've never seen anything that makes you feel like there's evidence of that.
Yeah, that's true, but the statistical nature of my brain leads me to believe that. Like, there's 9 planets in this galaxy. Yeah, that's right. I don't care what anybody says about Pluto. I still count it. And, you know, there's there's millions upon millions of other galaxies and solar systems. And, like, the idea that it's just us,
right,
and nobody else, I find that hard to believe. I also find that disappointing. Like, if it was only us, I think that's kind of a bummer.
I think we'd have a huge responsibility.
And we're going to screw it
and
up.
That's why we need to recycle better.
Okay.
What are you doing, Captain Planet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to take care of the only people that exist in the entire universe.
Take pollution down to zero.
Yeah.
Earth, so, fire, wind,
what
and
if,
water.
All right. So let's
and
say,
heart.
What if if aliens did want to attack us? Like how would we build a wall? Like, would we have to? What kind of thing would we put up? A shield of some sort?
You would need a dome.
Are we gonna an intergalactic wall of some sort that goes around
Hold
the
on.
Entire?
I think
country?
I can figure this out.
Or you just go country or Earth?
No, the Beastie Boys wrote a song to solve this. Okay, hold on. Let's go through the lyrics so we can figure this out. It goes intergalactic, planetary, intergalactic.
Was that that was the only lyrics, right?
Yeah, that part didn't help. Hold on. But then they go whoop, 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 whoop. Intergalactic, planetary, inter. Okay.
No. This has actually solved it.
Okay.
This has really solved it because here's what happens. You're going to find out who's going to win the battle. Who's going to win the battle is who finds who first. So if the intergalactic land, if we're the intergalactic and we land on their planet, we're going to win because we have the abilities to get to
their
planet.
Like in Starship Troopers?
But if they land on our planet before we can find them, then they've got better capabilities and therefore they'll win.
Oh, man.
So the Beastie Boys had it right. Intergalactic, planetary.
Holy crap.
Intergalactic.
Are you serious right now?
Man, they just told us the whole plan. Who's going to win the war against the aliens? Do we find them first?
That actually makes sense.
Or they find us first?
So does this from the 214. That's where the real S is. Been there.
Been where?
Area 51.
You've never been there.
What?
From the 940, Kevin, there are 9 planets in our solar system. A lot more in our galaxy.
Ooh, got him so.
Milky Way, yeah. Okay. All right, so the Milky Way galaxy is lots of other places besides just our solar system.
Yep.
What's our solar system called? Does it have a name?
Solar System P74.
I don't know if that is accurate, but I'm also not smart enough to disprove that. From the 214, shut the F up about aliens. Football is about to start. Well, sir, or ma'am. If you were here at the very beginning of the segment, you will know that we are talking about football because this is what Mike Leach had to say about the aliens in the Area 51 invasion. So checkmate. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, do you have an answer?
The name of our solar system is the Solar System.
Oh.
Yeah, Well,
that's kind of a give-up college football playoff right there. Coming up next, just got time for one more thing right here on The Fan.
If there is proof of it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, Colby Sapp, Reggie, and we will all be out Saturday watching a movie together, and I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully you all signed up, and we'll be able to see you there. Maybe even eat some food together. Drink some drinks together at that cool bar that Kevin talks about so highly. All right, but right now it's time for this. Guys, one more thing. Lonzo Ball was on Lighthearted podcast, and he was talking about his triple B ZO2s. His dad was hyping those things up for a while. And this is Lonzo Ball explaining wearing the shoes in the NBA Summer League.
No one knows the real story about them shoes, though.
It was about
them ZO2s I was playing in, they was not ready.
They were?
Really?
No one knows it, but Demo had a backpack, and he had extra, like, 4 pairs of shoes in there, because I had to switch them every quarter, because they would just rip.
I mean, that's, if I had to say, like, why the first 2 games, like, the real truth is, like, yo, the shoes just wasn't ready. So I'm like, I'm on the phone, like, this is when Alan was running everything, I'm like, yo, like, I'm not playing in them shoes, like. I don't care, bro. He's like, all right, just switch every brand next every game. I'm like, all right, cool.
Wow.
So that's how that happened. Like, if you literally have my shoes from those games, like, they're just, like, exploded, bro.
Why did you wear them? Just because you guys said, like,
they're my shoes.
And like, you're like,
I had a debut. Like, I'm like, we already started up the hype
and
we went so far with it. I'm like, cool, I can get a quarter in, but that's it. We got to switch them every quarter. And it's crazy, right when I switched my shoes, and all of a sudden, magically, I got good again. It was, y'all was like, I never said nothing, but you know, I'm lighthearted. You know, let's give y'all the exclusive.
He said the truth. So there he is. He, before Zion ever exploded a shoe, Lonzo was exploding shoes. And now he can talk about it with Zion as they play together in New Orleans.
Guys, one more thing. Well, as long as we're talking about basketball and shoes and stuff, Jason Tatum, he sprained his ankle. We talked about that in the game against Turkey. He will miss their next two games. Former Duke player, another former Duke player, Marshall Plumlee, is now been accepted as a member of the U.S. Army Rangers, the elite U.S. Army Rangers. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool,
that
man.
Is damn cool.
Yeah.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go to, well, DNA tests gone wrong. So there's a woman who lives in the UK who actually sent an emotional letter to the Dear Prudence podcast.
Oh. Dear Prudence?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said Pudence. I was like, what is that?
So it was her husband's birthday, and she decided, you know what? Be a good little gift. I'm going to get us a DNA test.
Oh, no.
For just us, not for the kid. They knew that, you know, the kid was theirs. So they run through the DNA test, and when the results come back, it found out that they were actually first cousins on the parental side.
Oh, no.
Come to find out, somebody in their family's history was unfaithful and didn't tell anybody. And it ended up that, well, they are now first cousins. By the way, they didn't know this. They're married and they've got a 2-year-old son.
Oh, no. That is not
so
good.
Unsettling to them that they're now sleeping in separate rooms. And of course, it is starting to affect the son going, what's going on? They have no idea what to do now because somebody went out and stepped outside their marriage and did some diddling. And then can you imagine, Kevin, you finally get married, do a DNA test, and find out that you've been hooking up with your cousin?
That would be horrible. Horrible.
All right, hold on. You didn't know.
No, you didn't.
I know, but once you do find out,
then what? You still love that person? Just because it's your cousin doesn't mean that love that, like, it's, that's... That can't be that bad.
What?
You didn't grow up in the family. I guess it is kind of, we're all related anyway.
Okay.
Right? I mean, when you sum it all down to the beginning, there's Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where did everybody else come from? Right? Uh-huh. We all descended from that. Except for the other 16 families that we never talk about that were also there.
What?
That's a different story for a different time.
Now, oh, my God. Religion.
By the way, his parents have been married for 30 years, and the husband always held his mother close to sainthood. So they're thinking that the husband's father was unfaithful to his wife at some point and thus created the line that created, there you go.
Not cool.
So are you divorcing? Like, what are you doing? You're staying with the person you love. Y'all invested a life together.
By the way, right now, currently it is not currently it is legal for you to marry your cousin in the UK.
See?
Which means they wouldn't be breaking the law if they decided to, you know, stay together.
Plus, you already know that your family likes her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're all related.
What? Why? 877-881-1053. Who's breaking it off after that long? You have a kid together? I don't know. All right. Guys, one more thing. Gronk was on LeBron's show, The Shop, on HBO.
Okay.
And he was talking about the pressure of mental toughness and why you can't say no. There were other superstars. There were no superstars in the Patriots locker room as well. So let's hear a little bit of what Gronk was talking about.
A lot of the program is based on mental toughness. So when I started feeling like trying to go out there and have that mental toughness, it's really tough to have that mental toughness.
Is it viewed like a weakness to say that, hey, I don't feel good?
Yeah, and it's like kind of is. And like, you imagine going to football and then walking back, I don't feel good, guy. Like, you guys take the hits, I'm good. Like, no, you can't.
That's the whole stigma about mental health.
And I can tell you this, you're not treated like a superstar in that organization. No, nobody's treated like a superstar. Not even Brady. You think he's the superstar? Not one single bit. You're not treated like a superstar in that organization.
Wow.
That's not how
it is. That's a pretty telling sign right there. I mean, that's pretty amazing to hear that not even Brady's treated, you know, with white gloves.
But it's kind of amazing to hear this because of the way that we deify the Patriots organization and like the way that they do things. And obviously it's good for one thing, which is winning. And a lot of these guys who come out afterwards and talk about this say, you know, we didn't have a lot of fun, but we won these championships. We don't hear a lot of people talk about it to this level, right? Like, the not having fun. Sure, that sounds great when it's just that little soundbite. But it sounded like he was really, like, not having a good life.
Yeah, nobody lets you be tough, be not tough.
Right.
You have to be tough. You have to be in this league. You got to be that kind of guy. So, by the way, we have a commercial-free two-hour program called I'm Listening. Which kicks off Suicide Prevention Week Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m.
Yes.
In the second hour, Jeff Kavanaugh and Kevin Hagelin host.
Oh.
And open up with their fights of depression.
There is no commercials.
How's that?
That's daunting.
Hey, congratulations to you, man, for doing that, for having that conversation and opening up like that.
I do kind of hope people listen. It's pretty good.
Is there anything you've ever done where you're like, you know what? Really hoping nobody listens today.
Oh, for sure.
No, you haven't.
100%. 100%. For sure. There are some segments. Those segments that where I stomp out of the room, those are the segments that I help.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. In case but you don't go into the segment thinking that.
No, that's true. But after the segment and I get pissed off, that's what happens. I walk out of the room because I've learned if I stay, I might get in an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, one more thing. Tennessee's Jordan Murphy is not on the team anymore. Now, you might think, well, I don't really care. Well, it's a pretty funny story. So they lost to Georgia State over the weekend, 38-30. Georgia State went 2-10 last year. The crowd was openly booing, and it was just an S show. So he tweeted out afterwards, somebody had one of those memes up, Georgia State walking into Tennessee's athletic department to collect that $950,000. And he quote tweeted and said, man, y'all can't tell me this ain't funny. Ha 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 ha. Well, needless to say, a lot of people did not think that it was funny. And now he is not on the team. The coach was asked about it, and the coach said yes. That wide receiver was one of two players who have voluntarily left the program.
Voluntarily.
Do you think he said that?
What do voluntarily mean?
Their mascot, or they were like, get the F off the team. But yeah, either way, he's gone.
So you think it might have been voluntary. He might have saw exactly the S show that he was a part of and said,
Oh yeah, no,
I'm out.
I think it was one of those things where people like say they resign, but you got all this heat on you that you need to resign. And he's like, I'm going to do that.
Guys, one more thing. I know that Hurricane Dorian has been something that's been happening to one of our favorite places to talk about during this end of the show. But one guy.
We got a listener. That's in Florida right now, or lives in Florida.
Right, doing his fantasy draft.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, yep.
I think it's a her.
Oh.
Doing her fantasy draft?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Well,
and we're always
one drafted. Journalist went out to go ask people some questions. So this was Tyler Vasquez, and he ran across a Palm Bay native that, well, he had some ideas on how to maybe stop the hurricanes from doing things to Florida. And here's his ideas.
Can't see how they haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, oh, it's at this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather, and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going? there's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and saying, well, it's now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way. Get the Navy to go in circles to fight it the other way.
What's wrong with getting a bunch of fans and blowing the air towards the storm?
No. First, you got to start off with the Navy,
uh-huh.
And you drop the ice all along the coastline to chill the waters.
Yeah, we do need to chill the water
so that they won't be the hurricane won't be as fed by the warm waters as what. What are you talking about?
Everything
dude?
He's talking about makes sense.
Then he wants to fly airplanes at the hurricane, but in an opposite direction so that it can unscrew the hurricane.
I have a wort chiller that I just recently got with my beer making kit, which helps me cool down my beer faster. Why can't we create an ocean chiller so that we can cool the ocean down whenever these storms are happening? And then that way we don't have to deal with that kind of stuff.
Well, then here's what I need to happen. Then I need you, Corey,
mm-hmm.
and whoever the hell this guy is
to get together
and y'all get into a room, lock the room, and then nobody else has to listen to those ideas.
Come on. It makes sense.
Does it?
There should be ways to combat storms.
He
other
wants
than
to take
trying to shoot
ice.
Guns in the, into them.
He wants to try and turn the ocean.
Well, at least somebody's trying to think about it instead of let this storm just bend over, take it. You know, let's finally give it to the storm. What?
You want it
right in the eye of the storm? Would the storm be like, you got it in my eye?
The ice.
Probably. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But seriously, mm-hmm. You don't think that, like, we're humans. We've created buildings.
What an astute observation.
We have created the engine.
Say we're a human?
We have created smartphones. We can't come up with a way to stop a storm.
I mean, maybe we have. The best two inventions in the history of mankind.
The wheel.
I'm asking.
Cheese logs.
I just want you to know, Corey, that you know, to use Reggie's term, the hill that you're dying on is the one that was started by half-baked Florida man.
I get it, dude.
No, the hill he's dying on is we are a humans.
I just don't understand. I really don't understand why have we not come up with better ideas to combat storms rather than running and hiding from them? Is that's all we can do?
I mean, we can also drop a nuke on them.
No, you cannot drop. That's
well,
not. That's
some
not an
people
option.
Have suggested that.
That is not an option.
We'll see about that. Guys, one more thing. Let's talk Costa Rica soccer, because I know that's what you're here for.
Every day.
The Costa Rican national coach has resigned. Why? Quote, I didn't know being a national team manager was so boring. I don't regret it, and I don't leave frustrated because I gave my best. I won't manage a national team again. I can only have the players every 2 months. It's not for me. He said, I realize that in the national side, I feel unproductive, even though I kill myself watching videos. It's not what I like to be doing.
What does he like to do?
He did not elaborate on that part.
That makes sense.
Huh.
So he's out.
All right.
All right.
And that's it.
Okay.
No, I mean,
all right. Also, Gary Bettman is going to the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame.
That was it.
Mark Spitz has been diagnosed with a heart condition, and somebody thinks that the new mascot for Notre Dame is racist.
No. Are you serious?
What? Yeah, because it is a black person for the third time portraying the leprechaun, and Barstool Sports is like, I still wish it was a tiny ginger midget. And that set off this whole weird conversation. Because, you know, internets. We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Make sure you roll back with us tomorrow. We'll be on after Rangers Orioles. Probably get started about 9:30. KNC right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say stop the hurricane, Kevin.
Stop the hurricane with a nuke.
Whiskey time! Oh, man, that pillowcase.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.